Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Revolution Radio. This is February 23rd, 2011. And this is Dr. Kate. We have a very interesting show lined up tonight. Of course, I wasn't able to get people to be interviewed, so I have the next best thing, which is some audio from a couple of great interviews. Tonight, our focus is always going to be constitutional governance, but as you know, we are forced to take a look at some of the things that are happening and that may happen in order for us to not only be prepared to survive, really God willing, but also to get our American Republic back, the Second American Republic. Yes, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the last just months that we've heard snippets about. One is this big Vatican bank account issue. I posted some things on my blog about this, but some huge trillions and trillions of dollars connecting the dots to 9/11, to a number of other things But clearly the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas have access to trillions of dollars, and there are trillions of dollars that have been stolen. So there's a very interesting audio that I will be trying to get up sometime in a week or so about this. But good evening, Alan, Echo Foxtrot, Free Text, and so forth. But tonight we're going to talk primarily about the assaults that are happening, two aspects of the natural environment. Number one, chemtrails, and number two, oil prices, because we've seen a lot of things happening that suggest that all of these are completely manipulated. The more we know, the better, the more we seem to see the connections between everything. Now, the chemtrails are important because it really is a manipulation of the weather. I would say it's an attack on the weather of North America. If you look at the last couple of months, you have to acknowledge first in the late fall a lot of rain, then secondly very early freezes, and then thirdly on top of that not only cold temperatures but tremendous amount of snow, almost occurring in cyclone patterns, if you will, over large swaths of the United States. And then when you think about what is going to happen or what has already happened, the ruining of crops, California, Florida, and so forth is going to, of course, drive prices up. What happens in the spring is the worst. As a hydrologist, the worst event you can have, and you all know this just by experience, is rain on snow. If you have rain on snow on frozen ground, you get gigantic floods. So look for the Missouri, the Mississippi, many, many places, big areas, big urban areas being really flooded this spring. So what does that require? All the bringing out of emergency troops and so forth and so on, depending on the scale of the disaster. But when you listen to these chemtrail tapes, you will find out that not only are chemtrails used in our military defense and have been for a long time, but they are now being nefariously used not only to impact weather but our psychology. Errant behaviors and certain attacks. So this is outrageous. I mean, you know, I said at the top of the show, God willing that we live, because this is a big battle that's going on, and how close we come to God and accept God and accept our Savior, Jesus Christ, seems to me, you know, and I'm just speaking for myself, very important. There's a lot of repentance that needs to happen. I myself, as being a scientist for all these years, I'm doing that myself. Okay, all right, shut up. I'll just move on. All right, so in any case, the arrogance of the New World Order to do these massive things to the weather as if they were God, but this is what is happening, is our creators are trying to replace themselves for the creator, the god of the state, the worship of the state, the new world order. Remember, the new world order is one government, one religion, one currency, and clearly the destruction of national boundaries. So keep an eye out, heads up on this. Now, the second piece that we'll be doing tonight is an interview that Alex Jones conducted with Lindsay Williams on the New World Order, the next target being Iran and oil prices expected to go up to $200 a barrel, and that means to, you know, at least $5 a gallon, maybe as early as this summer. I know that's been creeping up and so forth, but this is a very penetrating interview that you know, relies on Lindsay Williams' contact with people in the New World Order. So overall for the show this evening, as we think about all the aspects of constitutional governance, we have to recognize that there's a full-scale attack going on us, not only on our ideas, but physically. And with any aspect of oil price manipulation, it's just unbelievably going to be unbelievably serious. So as soon as this phone stops, or the next call that's coming in stops, I'll get this going. So good evening, all. And let me take a look at my switchboard, and we'll start with chemtrails. this is an interview with a government insider on a talk radio show, which will be announced during the show, and I just don't have it off the tip of my hand right now, but there will be three or maybe four videos here, and the fifth one, four interviews, four sections, about 10 minutes each. And the fifth one I will post in the chat room, and then we'll just discuss that for a minute. Are there any questions out there in the chat before I begin this really interesting interview? Okay, there you go. We're going to start with A.C. Griffin. On a radio show this evening, so here we go.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff or the management Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Monday edition of the Power Hour. Just a little tongue-in-cheek stuff going on there. Anybody living near an airport can relate to that. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley. And the subject is going to be the purpose of chemtrail aerosol. A.C. Griffith was associated with the National Security Agency. He carried a top secret clearance, a cryptographic clearance, and in more recent times he was associated with the Central Intelligence Agency operations. He was married to a lady lawyer, judge, and his father-in-law was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia. He is with us today, and we want to say thank you very much, A.C. Griffith, for joining us to talk about the purpose of chemtrail aerosol. Thank you, sir, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce. It's indeed a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I must tell you, I think the listeners are going to get more today than they probably imagined, given the fact that you have some information that most people do not have access to, and probably information we would just as soon not know. However, knowledge is power, and we thank you for joining us, and I know that you have listened to the Power Hour in the past and have been very supportive of the activities and providing information to the Power Hour. Let's do talk just as much as you want to talk about what your past experience was all about, sir.
I spent a couple days making talking points to make a guide map of how to present this to you. It is such a big topic. It's very difficult to know where to grab it to begin. Several years ago, I got a telephone call from Mike Blair at the Spotlight newspaper in Washington, now called the American Free Press. He asked me to help work with him on the story of the white trails coming out of the airplanes. And time has gone by, I guess that was 8 or 9 years ago. We actually got inside the program. We're the only people in the world that actually got inside of that program.
When you say you got inside that program?
The aerosol program, the chemtrail program.
You're talking about information on the inside of this program.
I'm talking about actually getting inside the program at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base where it's being managed.
Wow.
And we actually got into some of the people that were dissatisfied from within the program, and they divulged a lot of the acronyms and the purpose of the program and so on. And that's the only way that anybody could ever have broken the secrecy of this program.
Okay.
We know that people have died over this program. People have been hit to keep them quiet. And we know that other things have happened to keep people in this program. One of the key people that designed the aerosol, the barium salt aerosol, was set up by people in the Reagan administration, and he's now sitting in federal penitentiary. They still go to him to ask him questions. but yet he is in the prison. That is a little unnerving, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
That the man that designed the barium salt aerosol is sitting in a prison.
Well, it would sort of make sense. Now, before we go any further, let's just define what you believe to be the aerosol crime issue. I mean, just what is this aerosol that we're discussing? I mean, it comes out of aircraft, we believe, or we know, and that is the basis of a program that is set up to not do good to this country, but probably do harm. Now, I remember we had a couple of people on the program recently. You contacted me after that, and you said, Joyce, some of the information was accurate, some of it was inaccurate. But what we do know is there's something in the skies that should not be there.
The white trail's not coming out of the engines. It's coming out of aerosol units on the aircraft. In the very beginning, the early days, the aircraft were flying relatively low, 10,000 feet or below, and they were developing the program. They were mostly contract aircraft, mostly CIA aircraft. Now the program has been expanded, and commercial airliners have been outfitted with aerosol units that are controlled through computer systems and satellites to dispense a barium salt mixture. It's a mixture of barium salt, not coming out of the engine. It's coming out of aerosols. And we have checked on information. We do confirm that the name of the project is Project Cloverleaf in the aircraft industry. It is very secretive. It is the most secretive thing I have ever encountered. People have died over this, talking about it. I listened to your broadcast just a few minutes ago. The general was on saying that he is very patriotic and he feels compelled to speak out. And that's exactly the same way I feel. I am very patriotic. I was born before the Second World War. I'm an old guy. And I come from that generation and that mindset. This is my country. And I see my country being dissolved. My country is being destroyed right in front of my eyes. And the people are being hurt. And that's why I consented to be on your radio program today. I know you will remember that you've asked me many times to do this, and I've been very reluctant. But it's time. It's time to speak out and go public with these things.
Well, that is correct. I have asked AC to be on this program many, many times, and you do this, I think, with a considerable amount of risk to your own life, do you not?
Yes, that's right.
There are people who have lost their lives, people who are now in prison as a result of divulging this information. Now, you were, as you say, very patriotic. You still are very patriotic, and you were doing this out of patriotism, out of love for your country.
As I know you are.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, Joyce, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, just a few miles from the spot that Patrick Henry stood in 1775. He was talking to Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, George Wythe, and others in St. John's Church, and they were talking about the oppression coming from England at the time. And he was a little put out at them for not deciding a course, and he concluded his speech to them with, I know not what course others may choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And I think we're approaching a time like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question in my mind. I talked with you about a discussion I had had with a military member who admitted to me, well, first of all, he did not believe that there was such a program. However, he was stationed at one of the bases where I knew some of the operations were taking place on this aerosol clouding or aerosol dispersion or whatever you want to call it. And I had him go to the person who we knew was in charge at that base at that time. And he did, in fact, confirm that the person that admitted to some of the information that we're about to talk about here or that some of the information regarding this program. And he was so disillusioned when I talked with his military officer. He said, I am leaving the military, Joyce. I did not believe you when you told me about Gulf War illness, and then he said I became ill. Then I found out the doxycycline was true. And then now I have found out about this spraying issue. And he said, I can no longer serve the military. Well, let's talk about this subject of what the aerosol program is and how you were able to obtain this information.
First, Joyce, if you will allow me, let me paint a picture, a time picture. At first, you may think it's not related, but you will see that it is related. So if you will indulge me just a minute, let me go back to the Kennedy assassination. Do you remember Jim Garrison in New Orleans, the DA down there, fingered 27 people as being part of the plot to kill the president?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Marcello was the major drug dealer in New Orleans, and his people were involved. Now, one of the people associated was a man named Barry Seals. He was a drug dealer and later a CIA operative. The FBI report on Carlos Marcello, the big drug dealer and underworld character, the FBI report said he made his money selling tomatoes and real estate, and that was the FBI evaluation of the number one drug dealer. Now, remember Barry Seals. Now, fast forward to the Watergate break-in in 1972. Now, I was at the Watergate. The CIA had a rather large international operation there under a corporate name. Then they had other foundations under that and so on. By the way, did you know the Catholic Church built the Watergate complex as a real estate investment? By the way, did you know the Catholic Church built the Watergate complex as a real estate investment? And
no.
they named the Watergate for the dam that went across the Potomac River at that time. It was a Watergate. Now, in the Watergate, there were apartments, condominiums, and office section. Three sections. And inside of the office section was the Democratic National Committee. The FBI found a link between the Democratic National Committee and the White House and a call girl operation, prostitution, that was across the street from the Watergate. I think it was the Plaza Condominiums. I'm not sure. I don't remember that. But it was right next to the Holiday Inn that was across the street. The FBI wanted to go in to the Democratic National Committee and find out what they knew. The CIA was also very interested in the breach of security between the prostitutes and the White House. That's how E. Howard Hunt got recruited and Gordon Liddy got recruited to go in there, and they called themselves the Plumbers. They were going to go into the Democratic National Committee to stop the leak, the Plumbers. So here you had the CIA, the FBI, wanting to do this, and the key man was John Dean III.
John Dean, we're going to come right back after this four-minute break. Our guest today is A.C. Griffith, and we're going to see how this leads into the aerosol crime issue, aerosol program of some sorts that the U.S. government has, and it has already killed people. We'll be right back after this four-minute break with A.C. Griffith. Stay tuned.
All right, here we go, folks. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Power Hour. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour, whatever hour you're sitting in. And, folks, hold on to your hat. You know, there are a lot of folks out there that have been talking about this chemtrail, contrail issue for, 10, 12 years, at least that. And now we're just now starting to get some real information that's coming out. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce. And our guest today is A.C. Griffith. As I told you earlier, he had the highest clearances. He was involved with the CIA. He is doing what he believes needs to be done today by telling the truth about these aerosol, whatever you want to call them. What is this aerosol mixture? And why? Of course, that's the big question. He was associated with the Central Intelligence Agency operations. And as I said, he had the National Security Agency top clearance, cryptographic clearance. He joins us today from Richmond, Virginia. Thank you again, A.C. Griffith, for joining us. Now, you are linking together Watergate with what's happening today. I find that an interesting transection here.
I wanted to paint a picture of the background of the people and what the people are capable of and how it works. If you look at the bottom line of anything, you're just going to see the bottom line. But if you have an understanding of the nature and how things operate and how agencies operate, that's something that most people have no clue about, and they wouldn't believe it if you told them. But let me go back. We're running out of time, so I'm going to talk. You talk slow, and I'll talk fast, Joyce. I told Joyce earlier to talk slow to me today, so that was that joke.
That was the only caveat.
Yep.
If I come on the show, you have to talk slow. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Watergate thing was about the prostitution and the connection to the White House, and the White House connection was John Dean III. He was the counsel to the president. He was the president's lawyer. Well, John Dean had an affair going with one of the girls. Marine Elizabeth Kane Owen Benner was her name. Later married the girl, and her name now is Marine Elizabeth Kane Owen Benner Dean. So John Dean at the White House wanted to protect her. So he turned on Liddy and E. Howard Hunt and all the people. He even turned on the president. And they bought his testimony against the president. And that kind of, in a nutshell, oversimplified, of course, is how Nixon was brought down. Nixon came into the game later. He probably had actually little to do with the actual manipulation. He was manipulated into that. And the CIA was involved in that, and the FBI was involved in it. Fast forward again to the Iranian-Contra. The body count with the Clinton body count in Mena Airport, Arkansas, was about 75 people that was suicided. The CIA operated that whole thing at the Mena Airport. They put in Rich Mountain Aviation Company, a CIA front, and brought aircraft in from all over the world for refurbishing. Barry Seals showed up again. Do you remember Barry Seals
mm-hmm.
now with the Kennedy thing and Carlos Marcello, the drug dealer?
Mm-hmm.
Barry Seal got a KC-123 out of Wright-Patterson, running guns to South America and drugs back. They were dealing in hundreds of tons of drugs. It was so many drugs, it was like freight trains loaded with drugs. And 75 people that got in the way were taken out, including Vince Foster and all those people. Noticed an interesting thing. Admiral Jeremiah Border, he was the chief of naval operations. He was a Jewish man. He enlisted in the Navy when he was 17 years old, stayed an enlisted man for 6 years, and then went up in the ranks to become the number one naval officer for the United States Navy. He was chief of naval operations. Well, unexpectedly one night he decided to suicide himself in his house, and he shot himself twice in the chest with a shotgun.
That's quite a feat.
Yes, it is. Now, he was the chief of naval operations, and he opposed the Chemtrail Project.
Uh-huh.
Then the Chemtrail Project started after Admiral Borda was replaced. Jeremiah Borda. He was a dedicated man. He was a sincere man. He was a good man. So you're seeing a picture of how this thing operates. The CIA finances projects with monies earned elsewhere. The monies that go into CIA projects don't necessarily come out of congressional appropriations. And I will tell you that the Congress as a whole is completely oblivious to the aerosol program. They are afraid to ask. I had an interview, meeting, with the administrative aide of a congressman. He drove all the way to Richmond from Washington to meet with me. And we spent about an hour. I gave him a complete overview presentation. He looked at me, stood up, and he said, "What do you expect me to do, Griff? They would lie to me, too."
Wow.
That was his exact words. And I shook his hand and hugged the secretary and left. And that was it. That tells me that the Congress, I know for a fact the Congress is out of the loop. Dennis Kucinich,
okay, we're going to come back from this break. We've got a three-minute break, then I'm going to let him run with it for 20 minutes. You're hearing from A.C. Griffith here today, and the subject is the purpose of chemtrail aerosols. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting an earful, and you might want to re-listen tonight on Channel 152 XM Radio. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. We're talking to A.C. Griffith today. He is an individual who has taken, it's been a lot of time that he has done in research of this subject, years and years of research. He was associated with the National Security Agency, had a top-secret cryptographic clearance, and he joins us today to help us understand what is in those chemtrail aerosols. And thank you very much again, AC, for joining us. Well, let's talk about the chemtrail aerosols, because you did significant research, got into the program itself, and, sir, what did you learn?
Not that simple, Joyce. It's a very complicated thing. You must know the people. You must know what they're capable of. You must know their operation, their intent. You must realize that you're dealing with people with no faces that haven't been elected. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they're putting in those aircraft. The security on the substance going into the aircraft, there's very little security on that. Whatever somebody puts in the aircraft is going to come out of the aircraft. That's a real concern. The Environmental Protection Agency has been told to keep their nose out of it. On the state levels, the state various here in Virginia, it's the Department of Environmental Quality. I was told by high people in that they were told to leave it alone. Don't look at it. Don't look at the air quality when it comes to the aerosols. Look at, talk about ozone levels and things like that.
Well, you mentioned that you had talked to one congressman, and then you mentioned Representative Kucinich as we were going to the break.
Yes, he introduced H.R. 2799. I believe that was it, and it was he was called aside and told to take it out, and he did, and he got very quiet about it. I can't tell you enough that this is a very dangerous thing to get into. It's very dangerous to talk about this. As long as people talk about the normal stuff on the internet, they're okay. The agencies have been told to leave this alone. Now, as in the Watergate and some of these other projects that I mentioned, everybody involved thought they were doing it for some reason, some different reason. They didn't know what it was about. Everybody was going in different directions, and that's the same. They didn't know what it was about. Everybody was going in different directions, and that's the same thing we find here in the aerosol program. The pilots probably don't know what they're doing. The crews that put it in, they have no idea what it was for. We believe that it was sold to governments as global warming fix. We believe that, but it wasn't. Here's what it was about. It was about a sub-program, making a sub-program in a Navy program called the Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation, VTRPE, Function Over Land Terrain. That's what it's about. That is what it's about. You've heard all kinds of explanations for 7 or 8 years, but it's for the VTRPE. And it's part of the Radio Frequency Mission Planner. It's a system. It's a computer system, RFMP, Radio Frequency Mission Planner, and the VTRPE programs are a sub-program within that system. And it was first put on the Enterprise and aircraft carriers for battlefield imaging. The system would not work over land terrain adequately, or accurately, rather, without creating a ducting of radio waves over land terrain, and they use the mixture of barium salt to do that. And that enables the whole system to function. It is the system that the United States uses in Afghanistan and Iraq, and probably will use in Iran and some of the other applications. And that's what it's about. It's about the VTRPE. I see we're running out of time, and there's several things that I've just got to mention to you. Now, within the Navy program, we see DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and they're into biologicals, and that's where Clifford shines. He has identified many, many very harmful biologicals coming out of the aerosols.
And, of course, you're speaking of Clifford Carnicom, just
Clifford
so people
Carnicom,
are
yes.
aware. And that's Carnicom.com. That's Carnicom.com.
We have the greatest admiration for Clifford, and we have admiration for Scott, the weatherman, too. Scott Stevens, he's a man of conviction. We admire him for that.
Yes.
So DARPA is involved, and DARPA is involved in spraying cities. We caught them spraying Asheville, North Carolina, several years ago with a substance called BCTP, developed under one of their contracts at the University of Michigan, and it's an anti-anthrax. So that was one of the first that we saw coming out of the aircraft. They brought them in and sprayed the city. Strange, Art Bell's mother lived in Asheville, North Carolina, and he talked about it on the air, although he didn't fully understand it. Now, here's the killer. Here's the big one. Recently, we've come upon another danger in the atmosphere over America. It has nothing to do necessarily with the Navy VTRPE or the aerosoling. It is an attack on North American weather. The weather is being manipulated from outside of the country. The hurricane that slammed into New Orleans was guided in there. So was the Hurricane Rita and Gaston and some of the others. We believe that the Russian systems that have been developed since the late 50s, early 60s in Russia, ultimate weapon, and we have no defenses against it. It's called Scalar. That's a modern name for the systems. Scalar weapons. There are three divisions of Scalar coming against America. One is called energetics, and one is called bioenergetics, and one is called psychoenergetics. The psycho function can actually manipulate mind, thoughts, personalities, and cause astronaut Lisa to wear a diaper driving across the country.
Really?
That kind of thing, yes. There was an admiral on an aircraft recently that stood up and said to everybody on the plane that he had smallpox, and they took him off the plane. He was in medicine. That was psychoenergetics. It's functions on the mind and mind functions. You can actually insert another personality in the person. The bio comes against living bodies, their biochemistry. And the energetics can come against the Challenger, the Columbia, the Thresher submarine, where 129 men died. Those were, we believe, we are sure they were attacks by Russian scalar weapons. They're actually interferometer transmitters used in an interferometer way with two transmitters intersecting over North America. That's
yeah,
what's happening.
For those that don't understand scalar, would you define a scalar or tell us what scalar weaponry is?
It's very complicated. If I read you the definition, you still wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. But on the website linked with you, the Mysterious Booms, you will find a link to Tom Bearden, Colonel Bearden in Huntsville. He defines all of that and tells quite a story about it. Tom Bearden has been the Tesla guru for many years. He is highly respected. He is a brilliant man and a great American.
Mm-hmm. And he is speaking out also. Or he has in the past.
He has in the past, yes.
Right, he is not speaking out now.
We will talk about that off the air. I don't want to get people hurt. This is a very dangerous thing to get into. I can't stress that enough. The scalar transmitters in Russia are controlled by the Federal Security a service. It's abbreviated FSB, but it actually stands for the Federal Security Service, the old KGB, and not necessarily under the direct control of the Russian government. It's quite a story to this. The woodpecker transmitters that have been going on for 25, 30 years over North America are part of the weapons system coming against North America. We're experiencing and hearing from people all over the country that are experiencing dizzy spells,
mm-hmm.
and they fall forward to the left. They're dizzy, forward to the left. I'm sure many of your listeners right now are saying, my God, that's happened to me. Well, it's happening all over the country, and that is the manifestation of these scalar weapon systems. The town in Kansas was devastated as a result of guiding and manufacturing that storm. Now, that's going to increase in the rest of this year. The hurricanes were suppressed last year, but hopefully the United States science community will be able to suppress them again. That is the real threat against us right now, is the Russian. Now, other countries have these weapon systems. We are late coming up to speed. We do not have adequate defenses against them right now. I will tell you that Israel stood between the United States and Russia with its defenses. Israel protected the United States on several occasions. When we got right down to the line, there's been some white knuckle time with this, and the people are completely oblivious to it. But again, we are sure that the Challenger was taken down, and other commercial aircraft on the West Coast. Alaskan Airlines has been having a lot of trouble running into these scalar fields, but nobody knows about it. Back when I was like 19 years old, I first went into the service. We were in the Philippines, and in intelligence, we would penetrate Chinese airspace on a regular basis. We would penetrate the space to see how they would react, and we would listen to their communications, their military, and we would know something about their defenses. Well, the Russians are doing the very same thing to us right now, and we're not responding. It's as though we have no idea what's going on. And each time that happens, they become more confident. If we go into Iran, God only knows what's going to happen. But if we don't go into Iran, God only knows what's going to happen to us. So I can see some real desperate times ahead. We also know in the study of this, as I told you earlier, when we started looking at this, there was one door, and then all of a sudden we saw two doors, then four doors, then eight doors, then 16 doors, and 32 doors to explore, and that's why it's taken all of these years to do that. We know that atomic devices have been pre-positioned in American cities. We know that Israel pre-positioned atomic devices in Russian cities. So there's some standoff here, but we are in a desperate time, and people are oblivious to it.
Well, I'm afraid that you're right on the oblivious part, because people cannot believe that this country would do that because of the facade of, oh, we care about your freedom, and we're there for you, and we want to provide the most strong military to protect you. And they hate freedom, and that's why they're after us, and all these phony things that we have been fed. But, you know, there is a paper that was done, and I really appreciate receiving this. It was a thesis by Matthew Doggett that, as I understand, is not on the Internet, about the documentation behind what you're talking about here with respect to this project. And I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's called An Atmospheric Sensitivity and Validation Study of the Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation Model, or the VTRPE, as A.C. Griffith was just discussing. Now, can you just help us understand? That's a big title, Atmospheric Sensitivity and Validation Study of the Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation Model. What is, sir, and I have to, excuse me for asking this, but what is VTRPE?
It is a subprogram, a computer program, within the Radio Frequency Mission Planner system that's key to battlefield operations. It is key. We cannot fight wars without that. We've come to that. As in World War II, you put a man in the field with a gun and say, go shoot him, you know, but today's military operates by a satellite and ground radar. So this system ties into satellite radar and ground radar, and that VTRPE can paint a three-dimension battlefield image over land terrain from a ship 200 miles in the Atlantic or the Pacific.
All right, so you say originally it was done to get this three-dimensional battlefield imaging for warships and then for battlefields. Now, how does that translate into something that's going to be negative for our health, though?
You're using barium salt and other DARPA aerosols. You're primarily using a mixture of barium salts to make it work over land terrain adequately, accurately.
And there are some serious negative effects using barium, and, of course, a lot of that information is at carnicom.com. What else do you see as being a problem of doing? Now, you're saying this was an allegedly somewhat innocuous program to try and just do battlefield imaging.
That's how it started. Then DARPA got into it and other agencies got into it, and God only knows where it is now and what's coming out of those planes. You see, I tried to paint a picture hurriedly of the Iranian-Contra, which was a CIA operation, and this pretty much is a CIA Navy operation. You're dealing with people, you don't know who they are, they're not accountable to anybody, they're capable of dastardly things. You see, the American people are totally out of the loop. Their reality is based on their life experience. You see, the way you judge things and the way you process things, your opinions are based on your own life experience. Most people haven't had these experiences. I was sitting at a kitchen table with a person about a year ago that had retired from the CIA, and they said to me, she said to me, they do something bad to us, we have to do something twice as bad to them. They do something three times as bad, we have to do something four times in order to survive and keep the country together and keep the people alive. And we turn into real bastards doing this, you know. And the American people are not aware that is the reality of survival in this country, you know, and they are very critical. There are no total black, total white. It's a thousand shades of gray in between, and I dare say if some of the people or you or I were president of the United States and responsible for the lives of 300 million people, we would probably be doing the same things, and we would be criticized just like our government. There is no there is no easy way to do these things. It's military is designed to kill and break. It's not designed to be politically correct, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming into difficult times. Our country is being taken away from us, and the people are allowing it because of political correctness. I want to mention, Joyce, I see I'm watching the clock.
Okay, well,
here.
We've got a three-minute break, and we're going to come back and talk
okay.
about... Give me the subject title so we can...
The Mysterious Booms.
The Mysterious Booms. We'll be right back. Our guest today is A.C. Griffith. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
There's something brewing, people know that things aren't right. We're in the dark, it's black as night. And when the ones who see the truth try to convey, they're ridiculed and turned away.
Is it conspiracy theory, hmm?
But now it's time for us to see.
Choice is yours, folks. Now, the powers that be use conspiracy theory to negate any good information that's out there. Does that mean that every conspiracy theory is a theory, or are there real conspiracies? I think we all know the answer to that one. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Power Hour. This is Dave.
And Joyce. And our guest has been A.C. Griffith. And you talk about somebody who is being brave. He is exposing what he knows about this program called VTRPE. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the program, and I know you have been just absolutely hanging on every word, the program will be repeated tonight on Channel 152 Talk Radio. That's XM Talk Radio. We're talking to A.C. Griffith, who is associated with the National Security Agency. He had a top secret clearance. It was a cryptographic clearance. He's been associated with CIA operations. And the VTRPE that he just mentioned, there's going to be a document up on the website in just a little while. We are going to put up a document. It's some, I think, 61 pages. 61 pages, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot even understand it, but it is about the VTRPE program. I could not even find it on the Internet. It comes from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the Air Force Institute of Technology. And I want to thank A.C. Griffith for being able to put this up on the website. You are going to want to get it. It definitely is a keeper. Put that in the save section. A.C. Griffith, we were talking about you were mentioning the mysterious booms. Let's talk about how that might be related.
The booms are occurring all over the United States in cities. The national media is not picking up and bringing it together. They're not presenting it as one thing. Each city... Each TV station is calling it a mysterious boom, and they are saying essentially the same thing. It's strange, it's a sonic boom and so on, but we don't know what it is, ultimately. It is the effect of Russian interferometer transmitters coming against America under the energetics program, and that's what it is. It's the same energy waves that brought down the Challenger, the Columbia, and the Thrasher submarine and other aircraft in America. That's what's making the booms. It'll shake the ground, it's an earthquake, and you can hear the boom rolling across the city. It is actually the same systems that cause psychoenergetics that create mind dysfunction and dizziness in people. They are upping those programs against 300 million Americans and our land. That is the same systems that are causing the hurricanes, volcanoes, so on. They can hit our volcanoes, and we are in deep if that happens. They can bring our power grids down any second they want to and hold the power grids down as long as they want to out of Russia through the FSB.
Now, there are a lot of people that are talking about this mind control, this stalking program, basically stalking people's minds. And a lot of people have been coming forward wanting to get this information. I think Raven One is one of the excellent websites on this. Is this the kind of thing you're talking about when you talk about the psychoenergetics program?
You can actually insert another personality in the person and cut it off and on. Wow. You can take the leader of a country. You can take the chief of naval operations or the chairman of the Joint Chief, Peter Pace. You can take people like that and insert a different personality in them, cause them to behave any way you want them to, and then subtract it.
We're going to be right back. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be right back. We're finishing up this hour. We'll be beginning our third hour on the Power Hour. We'll be right back with A.C. Griffith to finish up. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Broadcasting from the most confused, dumbed down, and manipulated nation on the face of the planet. With all the news they hope you never hear, this is the Power Hour! Okay, here we go, folks. Hour number three of today's daily exercise and thinking outside of the cage is now in session. Begging America to take off the blinders. Understand that you've been lied to and manipulated.
Well, that was interesting. I just put in part five in the chat and also a link to someone who knows about or who writes about Raven1.com. Writing about the psychoenergetics that are going on with the chemtrails. So what you have here is a massive assault. I'm not convinced it's the Russians so much as it is the New World Order, whether they've got the Russians and everybody else, but it could be our people too. Notice that no one's allowed to talk about it. it appears not only to be chemically based, but also having something to do, I think, probably with HARP and also electromagnetic signals and manipulation and so forth. And all of this is causing these quote-unquote mysterious booms and so forth. Again, when you look at it from the standpoint of the New World Order, it seems to make sense, doesn't it, to create tools that can bring down jets and everything such that we can blame it on somebody. And, you know, there are all kinds of technical mysteries. What happened to that plane, Air France, that was flying from Brazil? We hear nothing about that. How do we protect ourselves? I know when they spray chemtrails where I am, I usually have a bloody nose or I do have some blood there. And when they don't, I don't have that. I don't know what we can do about the electromagnetic radiation, but I think that it's time to maybe start wearing masks or watching out for it or something. In thinking about what cities can supposedly do, perhaps there can be air quality standards, perhaps something can be done. Now, you need to look at the fifth video in this series because it talks about some protection that is over American cities apparently right now, and it's called a Tesla shield. Remember, Tesla was murdered for what he knew in the 30s. And let's see, the father of Bush 1 was heartily involved in that kind of stuff and was an assistant to Tesla and so forth. But Tesla ended up being murdered for what he knew. Also, where I find this particular interview falls back, or maybe there's a need for a further interview with this gentleman, A.C. Griffin, is HARP. Now, that has got to be some kind of defensive shield that we have, or is it just a weapon that's being used against all of us? So there you have it. Now, in the chat room, we were having a discussion of some activities that are going on the mainland, if you will, the large takeover by the government of Bureau of Land Management takeover of land. I personally believe that, you know, when a bank comes calling for its loan bank, its loan back, and you have nothing, they take everything, including your land, if you've got that. And if China is calling back its loan, then this is the likely scenario. Notice that it can't be done through legislation. It has to be done through executive order, which is the way Obama is governing. But Interior Department secretarial orders need funding to implement, and with the proposed budget to slash or to basically freeze levels of all government agencies' activities, I think that this is something that might suffer. But nevertheless, we've got to watch out. So, you know, if we're looking up at the sky on chemtrails, and what's happening in our own backyard is that there are international people moving in. The Chinese are moving in to just about pretty much every state. There are communities being built just for the Chinese. Tell me that has nothing to do with our national debt. It sure does. Something's going on. Yes, and I agree. The best protection against EMF and ELF and chemtrails, HARP, and the rest of it is to get rid of our government and agencies who are doing it. It's completely true. You know, the Constitution allows only Congress to make the laws, but here we have all these federal agencies creating stacks and stacks of codes and federal regulations. That is not okay. You can have a law, but you don't have to have 15,000 regulations, or in fact they make their own laws completely out of control. And we have to keep talking about it. We can't be silenced like everybody else. I'm sure you heard about this, people getting silenced for talking about this. I mean, these days you can get silenced for talking about Obama's lack of eligibility. So it's a serious effort, serious issue that's going on. It's attacking us every day. If it can cause people to fall down and to the left, that has happened to me, by the way, and the dizziness and the achiness, because they're also releasing not only chemicals but biological agents. So I was thinking, you know, why people get kind of sick when they're taking the MMF stuff, which is sodium chlorate, and that is, you know, used to treat all kinds of industrial waters and so forth, and that people warn that it's poisoning yourself, but I bet you it's really getting rid of the nasty viruses and biological elements that we have absorbed through our skin and through our air and waters that we drink and food that we eat and roll around in the grass from what's being sprayed. Barium and aluminum, as you know, is been linked to Alzheimer's. Barium is also toxic as well. So these are things that we must take a look at. So right now, then, I'm going to switch into our next part of our program, which is the interview with Lindsay Williams on the Alex Jones Show. I think this is fairly recent, but this is the New World Order's next target, which is oil. The backdrop to this, of course, is all this quote-unquote mysterious eruption of Mideast disruption. I pray for everybody who truly wants liberty, but maybe I know too much, or maybe I just have this view that this is all set up by Brzezinski and Obama and, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and the New World Order. And this is all very much planned out. Obama, when he was in Tucson, you know, wanted to, quote-unquote, bring order out of chaos, which is the New World Order's hand on everything. So think about what happened to Gabrielle Giffords. Think about if her shooter was manipulated by the military. By the way, they've dropped charges against this guy. They're not going to file any charges over mental disorder, which is very interesting considering everything about this. By the way, my own view is that the target was really the judge, Judge John Roll. But in any case, Obama got what he wants, and he launched his, as he called, Win the Future, I call, What the Fuck, campaign on the graves of, you know, American citizens. I don't think that's a very good omen. So we're going to move now to the next area of tremendous manipulation, and that's energy and oil. It's everything. And the states, in my view, are going to have to step up here and stop this manipulation. They're just going to have to bring home all of their own National Guard and set them out in the oil fields and develop the oil for themselves. And I'm serious about this. The states are going to need to step up because this administration is after us. And it should be fairly clear to everybody right now. So let's go on with this. Lindsay Williams on the New World Order. I've got about, we don't have that much time left, but I've got a few of these going on. About 50 minutes, and I'm going to try to extend the show. Thanks. So let's start here.
Pastor Lindsay Williams has been ordained Baptist minister. He went to Alaska in 1971 as a missionary. The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline began its construction phase in 74, and because of Mr. Williams' love for his country and concern for the spiritual welfare of the pipeliners, he volunteered, he's also a pilot there flying people, to serve as a chaplain on the pipeline with the subsequent full support of the Alaska Pipeline Company. Because of the executive status accorded to him as chaplain, he was given access to information documented in his eye-opening book, The Energy Non-Crisis, unfortunately out of print. Because to understand what's happening now, you got to read that book. And everything in that book from 1980 that caused oil execs to get fired, you name it, now it's all plain view admitted. After numerous public speaking engagements in Western states, certain government officials or concerned individuals urged Williams to put into print what he saw and heard, stating that they felt this information was vital to national security. And actually, Ken Frum actually helped him rewrite the book. He wrote part of it. That was the Atlantic Richfield head of operations. Mr. Williams firmly believes that whoever controls energy controls the economy, thus the energy non-crisis. Now, Ken Frum died back around Christmas of cancer. We can now say it's Ken Frum. I knew it was Ken Frum. So did other people like Dr. Stan Monteith. Monteith's the type to not, even though he believes Williams to go off what he's saying, he went and figured it out and called him himself. He's also talked to the other guy who's living, was a former oil company CEO, Big Three, and there's been a strategic plan. And as we go to Lindsay, I want to break it down to you this way. But Zbigniew Brzezinski writes books saying they work in 25 and 50-year plans. David Rockefeller, in his book he wrote 5 years ago where he admits they want world government. I forget the name of it. Will you Google David Rockefeller's autobiography? I want to put it on screen. It's a side shot of him on the cover. We've got it back there. But on page 435, he talks about how, yes, we're going to get rid of sovereignty. Yes, we're going to do this. But they talk about 25 and 50-year plans. And an example of that, because the general public has been taught, oh, Wall Street thinks in quarters. No, they get you to think in quarters, so you're blind to the larger geopolitical, neo-feudalistic, neo-mercantile system that is the New World Order. But in the 70s was a key catalyst for the next 50-year plan. That's when these decisions were made. And I've read Rockefeller, I've read Kissinger, I've read Brzezinski basically say almost everything, but in a veiled way, that Lindsay's been told. That's the key. I can verify all this separately. Just Williams is directly talking to these folks. Now, and the info Lindsay gives us mirrors what we get from inside Bilderberg. But here's an example. I'm listening to WOAI this weekend, and they had a newscast about the 50-year water plan for Texas with the federal and state government and how we were 20-something years into the last plan, and they're going to reassess it and launch a new 50-year plan off the old plan for water wells, reservoirs, desalinization plants on the coast, on and on and on, and how the federal government's doing tests right now with desalinization of saltwater aquifers as a test as part of the 50-year plan. We are on 50-year time frames with subsets of 25, where sometimes they readjust or reassess. And so talking to Williams last night, I'm going to give him the floor here in a moment, when he briefed me on this, everything he was saying, again, was already public intelligence, but they were filling in the missing pieces. What Williams wrote about in 1980, about the secret deals with Kissinger and the Arabs to buy T-bills, and how at a time in the future they would shift to the global currency. That's in Trilateral Commission documents from 1975. But people would laugh at Williams about that. Now all of the previous part of the plan is public. He's going to give you the rest of the plan and what the globalists are telling him is going to unfold. Now, remember, Lindsey Williams was here in October, in November, in December. And in October, on record, we wrote articles about it, oil in the next year, 6 months to a year, to go to 150 to 200, turmoil in the Middle East, not even so much war. He said they told me turmoil. That's on record. Destabilization campaign, and that would then lead to quote, China watch the big one. Now the other big oil company, former CEO, is giving the full breakdown of this program in the Middle East, what it's going to do in the U.S., what it's going to do in Asia, and the rest of the globalist blueprint and layout for what is about to happen in the next several years and the decade preceding it or following it. And so now, Lindsey Williams, I'm going to attempt to give you the floor. And in fact, you're going to be hosting the show, at least for this segment and the next. I'll take you out at break, but I'm going to actually go in the control room, only way I can control myself, and I'm going to be in there taking notes on points and questions I have for you. But I sat there for 30, 45 minutes with you last night and just shut up while you talked, and it was 10 times more powerful than anything we've ever done on the radio before. Lay it out. Let's start at the beginning.
Alex, you're a gentleman. Thank you so very much. Crude oil this morning is up $8 a barrel. Libya, the capital city, Tripoli, is burning. The capital building in Libya is on fire right now. Gaddafi is in power since 1969, and this morning, light, sweet crude oil is $108 a barrel. I have been told that it's going to 150 to 200. I would think that 200 would be more like it. Libya has shut off all of its present oil sales. It says it will carry no more contracts. 1.6 million barrels of oil per day go to Europe. Not to America, but to Europe. This is going to drastically affect America because now Europe oil supplies have got to come from somewhere else. I would say that the Middle East is pretty much number one item right now. It's going to go to Iran, and it's going to go, the crisis is going into Saudi Arabia. So let me begin, as I have been told, by the people that have given me information over these years. As Alex has just said, I want to start from the beginning so you can understand, because this is very involved. In 1901, the first, what should we say, gusher of oil in the United States of America took place in Beaumont, Texas. It was called Spindle Top. It went up 200 feet. At that point, the major oil companies were formed. They didn't exist before 1901. Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, of course, which is a Rockefeller family, and Chevron had their beginning at Spindle Top in 1901. This set the stage for the beginning of some things that would revolutionize the entire world and the use of crude oil and energy. Then in 1903 came Henry Ford, the first assembly line automobile in America. And then a man by the name of Mercedes in Germany built the first assembly line German-produced automobile. Now, at that time, American oil was 25 cents a gallon or less. And our economy was booming beyond everything the world had ever known. Oil was discovered in the Arab Middle East world. Now, keep in mind that prior to the time that oil was discovered after 1903, in the Arab world, that the Arabs were nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels. But 60 years ago, the Arabs began to, for the first time in many, many centuries, to come to the forefront. This brings us up to where we are now. And as Alex has suggested, I want to just cover a few pointers, and then I'll go back and take each one of them individually so that you can know the intricate parts of it. Ken Trom of Atlantic Richfield. This is Standard Oil. Of course, you recognize ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Standard Oil Company, one of America's greats back in those early days. And the different oil companies, Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, and Chevron, basically divided up the Arab world. And each one of them took a country and said, we will go and produce the oil fields in that country. The Arabs didn't have the money to produce them. And Mr. Ken From was given the job by Atlantic Richfield of producing the oil field in Kuwait, Dubai, and that part of the world. Ken From is a gentleman who has given me so much information over the years. We've spent hours and hours together talking about what is happening in the Arab world, and which I'll go back and give in detail later. Now, about 1977 through 81 was the Carter administration. You'll remember that the Secretary of State was Mr. Henry Kissinger. He traveled abroad to every major oil-producing country at that time and tried to cut them a deal. I will go into that deal that he cut and why it is so significant to what's happening in America right now, because at that point, we began the indebtedness of the United States of America by a design plan, and I'm so glad that Alex mentioned the 50-year cycle, because this is exactly what we are going through at this time. I had not thought of that, but Alex, you're right, and I have heard this in many places. At this point, OPEC had an agreement, and there was every nation in OPEC, every major oil-producing country in OPEC, agreed to Henry Kissinger's deal, with the exception of two. One was Iraq, and that's the reason that Iraq had to be conquered and taken out, and the next one was Iran. Iran has had every kind of problem imaginable because they would not go along with Mr. Henry Kissinger's agreement back in 1977 through 81. Now, at this point, America began its debt spiral. And someone needed to buy the United States debt. Mr. Kissinger knew this, and as a result, the part of the cutting of the deal was that they would buy our T-bills, buy our debt. In turn, we would buy their oil. And at this point, it was decided by the elite that the American oil fields would not be produced. Folks, I hope you're hearing this, because it's so significant to what they have told me now is about to happen. The American oil fields would not be produced because the foreigners, we had to buy our oil from them in order for them to turn around and buy our national debt, and they had to keep it that way. They closed up oil wells everywhere. They shut down major production from the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. What was the Bakken Oil Preserve and others here in the Lower 48? They likewise said, we cannot produce them, because if we do, then these other countries will not be obligated to buy our debt. This also began the time that the elitists, the bankers and others, the World Bank, the IMF, began to bring about the destruction of America gradually. You've heard me speak of the Devil's Messiah plan. Every bit of this fit into their perversion of the United States of America. Then came 1970. I'll just give you a quick overview, and then we'll go back, since we have time in the program today, to take these one by one. In 1970, the Alaskan oil was found, somewhere around 1970. In 1974 through 76, the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was built. And in 1976, one of the largest oil fields ever discovered in the world, and in particular in the United States of America, it's described in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, Gull Island will blow your mind. This is a story within itself, because after Gull Island was brought in, I was in the room with the oil company officials. I later asked Mr. From, why don't you bring this oil to the American people? I knew already why. They couldn't. They had no choice. They could not bring gasoline back down to 25 cents a gallon again. They could not bring it to 50 or 60 cents a gallon. They couldn't, because they were, the national debt had to be bought by someone. The Federal Reserve was obligated, and the national debt was growing so greatly. And now Gull Island's brought in, and I said to Ken, why don't you bring this oil to the American people? He said, Chaplain, this is classified. We are not going to release that oil. We will never announce the oil field and the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, what is there, until, please, this is so important, put it down in your notes. You're hearing things today for the first time. He said, we will not produce these oil fields until we have crude oil to somewhere around $200 a barrel. I said that in different places. It got me in trouble. I later was called on the carpet by the elite, and I was threatened, and it was mainly because of this one subject right here. They had to get it to $200 a barrel. You are going to see $150 to $200 a barrel oil in the very near future. You're probably talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 12 months. They have to take it there because the problems that have developed, they developed them, by the way. The problems and the crisis that they have developed in the Middle East will grow so great until America will not be able to get its oil from the OPEC oil-producing countries of the Middle East and Saudi Arabia in particular.
Now, Lindsay, I want to back up for just a moment. And again, just let listeners know, the new information is coming up. There's new information that deals with how this is going to be played off against the U.S., how China's involved, what the elite have told you the role for the United States is going to be in this. We can already see this in their admitted globalist plans, but this is directly relating to what's happening now in the Middle East that you predicted from your sources in October of last year, 4 months ago, on this show. And so the really big bombshells are coming up, but it's important for people to have the foundation. Please continue.
Yes, you're exactly right. All of this fits into the total picture of China, where Mr. Prom told me before he passed away, he said, China is the big one. Keep your eyes on that.
But now the other source has filled that in for you.
Yes, the other source has just filled this in for me. I think the bombshell at this point that folks you definitely need to jot down is, once they get that crude oil to the price of somewhere around $200 a barrel, at that point they will have created so much chaos in the Middle East. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Libya, Tripoli, the capital building in Tripoli in Libya is burning right now, this moment, as we speak. In fact, this morning, Iranian warships went through the Suez Canal. Egypt finally gave them permission. Right now, as this program is going on, the latest information I've gotten this morning is that the Iranian warships are through. This is going to involve Israel. That part I don't even want to go into on the program because it would be a program within itself. But once
Lindsay, we got time. Stay there. But we're going to discuss this entire strategic program and the next steps in it and where it's going to lead us if we don't expose this system. This is the end of America as we know it, if they're able to do this. Now remember, Lindsay Williams, 6 months before oil 3 years ago, went from $50 a barrel roughly to upwards of $150, said it was going to happen, and named dates. We got similar intel out of Bilderberg that year. Then Lindsay said, now it will go down to 40. It did go to 40. People laughed at him when he said it. Went from 150 to below 40. Then he said, for the next 2 years, it will only gradually go back up. But then he said, in 2 years, that was 2 years ago, then watch for things to happen. Then he was told, when the Middle East starts blowing up, get ready, but then watch China. Now he's been given the full plan, which, again, when I hear it, it's there. It's confirmed separately through research, but this is from insiders. Now, he said this 4 months ago. Last night he briefed me on this. Now today, in fact, I had the articles out there during the break. Here it is. We'll put them on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Medvedev, revolutions could lead to disintegration of Middle East. PrisonPlanet.com. That's also an AFP today. Medvedev warns fanatics will take over Middle East. See, they don't so much run the fanatics. They spurred them on, helped them. Google admits that they were involved in all of it, the State Department, and they're just going to let them run wild and go crazy. But it's not just so that the oil gets disrupted, so they can now, and that's what this is the big one, that because I've got three pages of notes, Lindsay told me last night, that they're going to cheat the Arabs and stop doing the deal where they don't allow production of the big wells here in the U.S., not just Alaska. So it's not just that they're going to be in so much turmoil. That's going to be the excuse. And then they're going to cheat the Arabs on that deal. Then they're going to stop buying the T-bills, and that's going to further kill the dollar. And that's the biggest one, is that they are planning to kill the dollar, and he's been given the time frame on all of this. That's the big new giant information, not from Ken Fromm, told him similar things before he died, from the other Mr. X, who was an actual CEO of a big three. Please continue, Lindsay.
I had no way of knowing any of this. Let me be very frank and upfront with your listening audience. I was a mere missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska at the time they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. The oil companies allowed me as a chaplain, later gave me executive status. I sat in the board meetings and lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I could have never known any of the things that Alex has just mentioned had it not been the providence of God. It gave me favor with two of these individuals who are of the elitist of the world, and they in turn have given me information over these 35 years, and the latest one who is still alive, but yet retired, still gives me information. And when Alex called on yesterday, his producer, I said, here's what I've just gotten hours ago, and that is just what Alex said. They're going to cross the Arabs. The Arabs will lose what they've put in our T-bills. The dollar is going to plummet. And I've given the time date. This was given to me. Please put it down on your calendar. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. At the same time, all of these T-bills, securities, Federal Reserve notes that the oil-producing countries of the Middle East in particular, under the agreement by Mr. Henry Kissinger way back 1977 through 81, the agreement that was made, all of this millions and billions of dollars that they have put into American paper will be lost overnight at the time that they are going to plummet the dollar. This means that we will not be getting Arab oil. Folks, I hope you're getting this. I hope it's sinking through. You will not be getting oil from the Middle East at the time this happens, because they will be enraged with us, plus the fact of the Muslim Brotherhood going nation after nation after nation, as it did in Egypt, as it's doing in Libya. It's going to go from one nation to the other, Jordan, Tunisia, Turkey, Kuwait, Yemen, Saudi Arabia,
Morocco.
And when it hits Saudi Arabia, this is one of America's major oil supplies. At that point, you will have gasoline at the gas pump, $6 to $7.
Stay there. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Lindsay, some of our AM and FM affiliates do not carry this little five-minute segment, but a lot of stations don't want to carry news. They want to have this segment filled, so I do it over the years. But I don't want you to get into what you were told about the Middle East, the rioting. It's admittedly engineered, what that's going to lead to, the double-crossing of the Arabs, and then what's going to happen with China, the big announcement, what's going to happen in the U.S., what it's going to do to the dollar, from your source, until we come back in the next segment. In this segment, I wanted to talk to you and just have you, for new listeners, recap the last 3.5 years of stunningly accurate predictions that Mr. Fromm and the other gentleman, Mr. L, I'll leave it at that, have told you. Because I remember you said, yeah, the Middle East is going to be a diversion. It's going to trigger something bigger. I said, is it war? They just said, no, it'll be turmoil. I mean, so they told you that. Now you see it triggered. It's admitted the globalists have triggered it. People are like, well, these are dictators. Aren't you glad? The point is, why are the globalists triggering it? We're going to get into that and through all the key info coming up in the next segment. But recap what Mr. Fromm and the other gentleman told you in the last three and a half years.
So that you know, your listening audience out there, Alex, that the elite know all of this in advance. Every bit of it is planned behind closed doors. I had no way of knowing this. I'll give you a few of the key pointers. 3 years ago, I was called on the phone by one of my elitist friends, and he said to me very casually, he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Everybody that played the futures, everyone that had any prognostic notice, idea whatsoever.
No, first you said it was going from 50 to 150, then you said it was going to go back down to 40, and it did.
Yes, but everybody was saying it was going to 200. Even I myself was predicting that, even though I had not been told it. He said to me on the phone, it's going to from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel within 2 months' time. It went actually to $134 a barrel, and I knew that my reputation was at stake. Alex was bold enough, and folks, listen, Alex Jones will put things on that nobody else will put on. There were some talk show hosts that wouldn't even allow me on their show to say it. They thought it was so ridiculous and outlandish. But I knew that they've never told me anything wrong in 35 years. And I said, Alex, I'd like to come on your show and tell the people that it's going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Alex allowed me on his show to say it, even though people laughed at me. And some of you are laughing at me out there in the audience right now. Just keep right on laughing because you laugh last. I know what's going to happen between now and the end of 2012, and I hope you have sense enough to listen to me and to listen to everything that Alex is telling you because the elite have it in plan. So it did exactly what he said. Exactly. 2 months later, it went to $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. It went to $1.34 a gallon. Then at the same time, he told me, and you keep watch this now, you'll see it happen. He said the price of crude oil for the next 2 to 2.5 years is going to stay between $70 and $80 a barrel. Everybody again thought I was crazy, but I didn't. Wasn't the one that said it. The elitist told me that, and it did. It stayed exactly that. Then I told you when it was going to start going back up again. Just about 3 to 4 months ago, I came on Alex's show, and I said I have been told there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. Now, folks, please listen to my wording. I did not say there was going to be a war with Iran. Alex, you remember me saying
no,
that.
No, it's on record. You said it's going to be a crisis.
I said just what they told me. I said there is going to be a crisis in the Middle East. They did not tell me it would be Egypt, and I didn't say Iran
or
Egypt.
Okay, Lindsay, stop there. We got to go to break. Let's come back where you left off, because that's perfect. In the second before last, you left off there. Now you left off there again. Let's come back with a full audience. And you know, have you recap the purposeful destabilization of the Middle East, the plan to cheat the Arabs, and then the big developments in China and the U.S., the dollar, all of it. The big bombshell coming up next. We're going to lay out the future globalist program. Okay, thank you for joining us. Pastor Lindsay Williams worked in the board meetings with Atlantic Richfield and in meetings with other top oil companies, just like in Congress. Or on an aircraft carrier, the chaplain is like an intermediary and was able to see all this. He wrote a book about it. Since then, 30 years later, everything in that book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is now out in the open, that they could have dozens of pipelines coming out of Alaska, supplying the entire United States for over 100 years. It's easily recoverable oil. It's there. They kept it. Now, since then, he has these two sources, one a former CEO. And I know for new listeners been listening the whole time here, like we've already heard this. I'm recapping for new listeners. People are tuning in, you know, in and out constantly. Then starting about 3.5 years ago, Ken Fromm and the other fella started telling him basically the same information that oil would go from $50 a barrel up to 150. Then people thought it would go to 200. His source said, no, now it's going to plunge down to 40. It went below 40, like 32, I saw it. Then they, he said for 2 years it's going to be basically just gradually going up slowly. Enjoy yourselves. Go out and have plenty of gas. But in 2 years, get ready. We're now 2 years later. 4 months ago, Lindsay says they're going to have a crisis in the Middle East. And I said, war? He said, no, my sources just said it's going to be in turmoil, but that is a trigger and a distraction from China. Watch it. It's the big one. But they didn't go further. Now Mr. Fromm has died. The other source, it has gone all the way with the entire plan. And we can see the plan of deindustrialization, moving all the jobs to China. China, in the news today, secretly pressuring the U.S. government as holders of our debt to allow them to buy up U.S. companies and block SEC corruption probes and antitrust issues. This is about the globalists teaming up with China and muscling out the U.S. This is about the designed decline of the U.S., and Lindsay's going to lay it all out now. Lindsay, let's start back at the Middle East, the plan program there, that's admitted, where this is going, how it's going to unfold. You have the floor for the next 10 minutes.
The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Please write this down in your notes, and I hope you have a pencil and paper and you're taking notes today and you'll put it beside your calendar, because barring divine intervention, the elite will do what you're about to hear. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. It is not the dollar. It's not the euro. It's not the yuan. It's not the pound. It's crude oil. Crude oil. Please put it down. It's the most important object out there. The Muslim Brotherhood are being supported by the elite of the world who have the crude oil in the palm of their hand. Please note this. What you saw happen in Egypt, what's happening right now in Libya, what is taking place in the United Arab Emirates, is going to spread throughout the entire Arab world, most all of OPEC. Now, OPEC includes a few other nations besides the Arab world, but all over the Arab world is going to continue because they are being supported by the elite of the world. The elite of the world plan to double-cross the Arabs. I hope you've never heard this anywhere before. This will be so new to you until I'm sure you're going to be startled, as you have by many of the other things that these people have told me. Please note again, the Arab world, the Middle East in particular, OPEC in general, are going to be double-crossed by the elite of the world. And if any of the Arabs out there are listening to me, I hope your princes, your sheikhs and your sheikhs and the people of those countries will listen to you, because 70 years ago you were nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels. You're going back to that again. I know. And I must explain what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing later, but I won't take the time right now. Why, how are you going to be double-crossed? You remember that Mr. Kissinger went abroad in 1977 through 81 during the Carter administration, cut a deal with every then-producing major oil country in the Middle East, and the deal was, we will buy your oil. We will no longer produce from America's oil fields. Oh, a few little wells here and yonder. Yeah, we'll allow them to go, but nothing big whatsoever. The North Slope of Alaska, we'll just cap a little bit of it, but we're not going to get the big ones. We will buy from you if you will do the following. Number one, you must take a certain portion of what we buy oil from you with and buy our Federal Reserve issues of T-bills and securities. This, in turn, paid the interest on the national debt, which at that point they began to bring in their new world order, put America into the debt that it's in today, and bring America down to the status of a third world country. It was all planned back as far back as I knew in 1971. They knew it a long time prior to that. Now, how are they going to double-cross the Arabs? The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Mark my words, this was given to me by them. It is prediction. Put it down. And whenever it does, what's going to happen to those billions and billions of dollars, maybe in some cases trillions of dollars, worth of T-bills and Federal Reserve issues that have been sold to the oil-producing countries according to the deal that was cut by Kissinger in 77 through 81? What will happen to that paper? Please remember the previous show that I was on with Alex Jones. I was told if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. This should be a classical statement because it was told to me by Mr. Brom before he died. Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And when the Muslim Brotherhood, supported today by the elite of the world, continue to cause conflict all over the Middle East, as they have in Egypt and in Libya, and it will spread from one country to the other. Mark my words, none of them will be exempt. And when it does, the oil will not be supplied from over there. The dollar, because when oil goes to $200 a barrel, the American economy is going to be so drastically affected. You think we have problems now financially. The dollar will collapse toward the end of 2012, and when it does, all of the paper, please, folks, hear this, especially Arabs out there, the dollar collapses, the paper of the Federal Reserve will likewise do the same, and when it does, the double cross of the Arabs, which was started way back in 77, the double cross of the Arab world will take place. They will be so angry with us. You think that the Muslims have a bone to pick with us right now. You haven't seen anything. Just wait till the dollar crashes. They're double-crossed. They lose their paper wealth. They become again what they were 50 to 60 years ago. And are you ready for what's going to happen at that point? This is the reason that Alex has allowed me on his show today, because I've just been told this a matter of it was hours when I talked with you last night, Alex, but now it's been a few days. I was told that at that point we will not be able to get our crude oil from the Middle East and many of the other OPEC oil-producing countries, and in turn, the elite plan to open America's own oil fields that they have known. They've known for 50 years that they were there. They knew about the North Slope of Alaska. They knew about Gull Island, which I recorded in my book, and they threatened me never to talk about it again. And Mr. Fromm's gone now, so I'm doing it and hoping that this won't cause problems. And the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, they will open America's own oil fields, including the Bakken Reserve, including the reserve that is under the Rocky Mountains. Have you heard about it? 2 trillion barrels. It was announced on August 8, 2005. President Bush talked about it, but they have not produced it yet. All of these oil fields, there is going to be a mad rush to oil production in America because we cannot get it from abroad when the Arabs and OPEC are double-crossed, and in turn, you are going to see America begin to produce from its own oil fields. But what's going to happen? By that time, you'll be paying $7 and $8 a gallon for gasoline, and it will be $200 a barrel. Our dollar will have already collapsed, and they will bring in, mark my words, a world currency. It is all a part of the new world order in order to accomplish what they want, Alex.
Well, Lindsay, I mean, just looking at the news here, Gaddafi declares revolt with tanks and planes. He's defying the revolt with tanks and planes. In rambling speech, blames tyranny of U.S., free drugs for youth. What did the CIA do in the 60s? He went on to say he will never leave Libya. He will be a martyr at the end. White House has nothing to say. Muslim Brotherhood says kill Gaddafi. All they want is the power. Again, they don't completely work for the globalists. They're just being used. Continuing, intelligence agency jamming TV signals. Gaddafi's blocking Al Jazeera into the country and over much of the Middle East with a powerful jammer, saying that it's British intelligence, which a lot of reports show it is. And it's admitted, and even Medvedev in Russia is saying that this is staged and a destabilization program, and that the Middle East could be in flames for years. And so this will be used as the excuse to start to change the deal, to cheat the Arabs. That's from the Arab perspective. To stop propping up the dictators, to develop the fields here, getting into the dollar being phased out. More on the information that the former oil company CEO told you on that front, and the rising of China to replace us.
There will be no shortages whatsoever on grocery store shelves. Now, when I said this for the first time about 9 months, I was laughed at. There were many of your survivalists out there, many of them my very personal friends, that said, Lindsay, you're crazy. We're going to have a shortage of food. I said, no, we're not. Why? I'd been told it. What are we all going to have a shortage of? The grocery store shelves will be full, but you're going to go hungry. Why are you going to go hungry? Not because there's a lack of groceries out there. Even with the cold that we've had that swept down into Mexico and Florida, and other places that all vegetables are produced. There's no shortage whatsoever on the grocery store shelves right now. Why not? The new world order can bring it in from anywhere in the world. What has caused? Causes the prices to go up. Do you realize that in 1 week's time, garlic, a simple little thing like a garlic bulb, went up 100% last week alone. Do you realize the crude oil this morning went up $8 a barrel?
All right, so stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back and get back into the dollar situation in China. What's going to happen here? Okay, I talked a lot with Lindsay last night about what the globalists are telling him that turmoil in the Middle East is going to lead to, how that affects the dollar, the time frame for them opening up exploration and the fields that are already there, and the role of China. And then the elite has told Lindsay that after a while, though, the U.S. would be rebuilt. But I want to get into any time frames, any details, exactly what he told you. Then, for the rest of the hour, we're going to take calls specifically on these issues with quick questions or comments for Lindsay Williams. And people that call from the Middle East will go to the head of the line. The problem is the Genesis phone system only has 6 lines, so I'm going to open up our phone lines here in about a minute or two. It's a computer system, so we'll have to turn it on. I just decided to do this. For people in Libya or in Egypt, not if you know somebody there. If you're in Libya, if you're in Egypt, if you're in the Middle East, we're going to open up a Middle Eastern or North African line, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And people should be able to call an 800 number from the Middle East, right? Or no. Then give me, can I give them that number? Okay, this is the Middle Eastern line, but it can't be toll-free, I'm told. 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. That is only the Middle Eastern or North African or Moroccan, you know, where these stage rebellions are going on against old globalist dictators and others. 512-646-1776. We'll probably go a little bit into overdrive today because this is too important. 512-646-1776. If you're in the Middle East, your country code, and then 512-646-1776. And the Genesis number, 800-259-9231, for general callers that have questions for Lindsay Williams. Now, Lindsay, this segment's short, but just boiling it down, because you told me even more last night, how the dominoes will fall, the Middle East, then the oil price, then the opening up for exploration. Did he give you dates? Then this rise of China, who we now know is basically running our government. Even the Associated Press is reporting that, using their debt they hold on us. The cheating of the Arabs. Break it down briefly for us.
Time frame. The end of 2012, you will see the dollar collapse. So I've been told by the end of 2012. That means that the Arabs are going to be double-crossed by the end of 2012, sometimes prior to that. Whenever they are, we don't get the oil supply from the Middle East. This is going to be a major crisis time for America, because not only is it a crisis for you at the gas pump who are having to drive your vehicle to work every day, but it's going to be a crisis for the truckers, the airlines, and a major crisis for the military of the United States of America. And that's the reason that they're so concerned about the Fifth Fleet right now over near around Dubai in that part of the world. So you have a time frame of the end of 2012. One person said to me this morning, they said, Chaplain, it's going to take place in 2011. It was a talk show host called me before your show, Alex. And I said, no, it's not. I said, I've been given the time at the end of 2012. You'd better be ready. They will do this by then. China is the big one. China just made an agreement with Russia. This puts China out of the picture altogether as far as crude oil and natural gas is concerned. China just cut an agreement with Russia. Russia last year became the number one oil supplier of the world. Saudi Arabia took a second place because of Russia's super deep wells, which I've dealt with that subject before on Alex's show. And as a result, China now has agreed with Russia to buy all of the crude oil and all of the natural gas that they want. China will not, do you hear this? China will not be affected by the Middle East crisis because they are now getting their oil from Russia, We will not be able to get it there because they're supplying so much to China, and as a result, we will have to turn to our own oil fields here in America. A time frame that you must be aware of is the end by the end. That means you better be ready a long time before. If you want groceries, you better go to the grocery store and buy 6 months to a year's supply right now, because the dollar is going to collapse in such a manner. See, when crude oil went up this morning, $8 a barrel, it wasn't the crude oil that went up. It was the purchasing power of the dollar that went down. And when that garlic, which went up 100% in 1 week, I know, a simple little garlic bulb, you housewives can see this. You went to the grocery store, it went up 100% in 1 week. What did that do? It wasn't the garlic that changed. There's still as many cloves in that garlic as there ever was. It was the dollar that you purchased the garlic with that is going down in purchasing power, regardless of what the Federal Reserve is telling you. You had better go and do what you're going to do, and do it now, and get something for your household and prepare for what's going to happen. China will not be affected by this fuel crisis, because they're getting it out of Russia, and they're not using the American dollar for the
All right, so the globalists are on the move. I want to finish up with this rise of China, decline of the U.S., and then the rebirth of the U.S. Let's finish up with that, and then calls. Was solutions, and I, because if we're aware of this program, if we're aware of what the globalists are doing, then people politically can stop it and understand the grand design by having the blueprint. And normally when Lindsay gets new information, you know, he puts it out on a CD. It's quicker than a book. His book's out of print or a DVD, but that takes a few weeks to produce. And normally when he's ready, he calls me, because now he's ready to get the information out. But I happened to call him right when he'd gotten this information. But he's going into production next week on this, and it's going to break down all these new developments. And I'm told the name is going to be the new DVD video, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, that's going to be in production over the weekend. He's going to rush out with the great folks at the Prophecy Club, prophecyclub.com, and get that out. And I asked Lindsay this morning, because obviously folks will want to have this, to show it to people, to share it. There'll also be the archive video of this interview, and it'll be on YouTube and everywhere else. But if you want just Lindsay breaking it all down in even more detail, is it okay now to tell folks that they could call and pre-order it if they wanted to, Lindsay, or is, I know the Prophecy Club's a big outfit.
They can pre-order right now if they wish. You can either call our toll-free number, or you can go to the website and pre-order. And in the order that the orders are received, we will ship out the moment that the editing has been done on the DVD and DVD and the VCR. We're going to have both available to you as a unit.
Okay, so that's Prophecy Club. That's prophecyclub.com. And do you happen to have the number in front of you?
888, toll free, 888-799-6111, and you'll hear an American operator.
And we will give that out again before you leave us. We're going to be going into some overdrive today, into the fourth hour. We're again honored to have Lindsay Williams here with us. I want to get to calls and not shortchange them. Lindsay, finishing up with the time frame, you said they're going to rise China up, then they're going to start the exploration here in the next few years. Then you're going to see a big decline in the U.S. As they suck everything out of the economy. Everything is based on petrol, based on oil, and this is going to be a vertical integration, a consolidation of wealth. But then your source said that later they're going to build the U.S. back up. What's the time frame on that?
I did not give a time frame on that. It'll all depend on how they're able to open up what they want to open up, the advancement of China. Keep in mind that if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And this is the way that they will double-cross the Arabs. Remember also that George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, was the ambassador to China. Prior to that time, please go back and look this up and get some information on it. Research it for yourself. I don't have time to give it today, though we'll do a whole section on this. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, the great Mr. New World Order, was the ambassador to China from the United States of America years ago. Prior to his being ambassador, China was a closed society. The Great Wall of China divided them from everybody, and China did not do business with the outside world. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, opened up China to the world and made it the great power that it is today, and he was the first one to announce that there would be a new world order.
And the globalists have done everything they can to position the industry, the power, to have China be the owner of our debt, teamed up with the private Federal Reserve, the second biggest owner, and now, we covered it earlier, if you guys can find that AFP or AP headline, China secretly using influence on the SEC, on the Treasury Department, on the federal government to let them buy up U.S. companies, to let them create oligopolies, to have the SEC leave them alone, to allow them to basically buy this country up. There's AFP. Cables show China used debt holdings to press U.S. Leaked diplomatic cables vividly show China's willingness to translate its massive holdings of U.S. debt into political influence on issues ranging from Taiwan's sovereignty to Washington's financial policy dealing with Chinese companies in the U.S. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, this is the globalist plan. We've been made dependent. We're being taken over. Is this not high treason by the globalist, Lindsay?
It positively is. And the thing that the average American doesn't realize is that when we moved our industry to China, for instance, General Motors, whom you, as a taxpayer, bailed out in the United States of America, they were bankrupt. General Motors and Chrysler, you bailed them out. General Motors will sell more automobiles in China this year than they sell in the United States of America. Now, what happens when General Motors, Chrysler, Caterpillar, the biggest one on the New York Stock Exchange, Caterpillar, whenever these companies move to China and build these multi-million dollar, billion dollar plants, do you realize that the agreement with China is that, yes, we'll let you come to China, yes, we'll give you cheap labor, but you must give us all of your patents. Did you hear this? Boeing, when they moved to China, they had to give all of their patents. Their patent rights.
Well, Clinton gave them, along with Rumsfeld, when he was in private companies in the mid-90s, the ICBM secrets, submarine-launched Trident secrets. This is a total sellout. Now, we've got Muhammad in the Middle East, and I want to go to him here in just a moment and other callers. But, Lindsay, this is too, I promise to go to calls. I'm going to have to get you back up sometime this week or next week
Alex,
to talk
really
about solutions.
Yeah, really, I have only covered a fraction. I mean, I haven't even told of the time that Ken Fromm was fired because of my book, Energy and Non-Crisis. I haven't even dealt with the only person that ever told this story apart from me, which was, by the way, please go and research this. In American Opinion, back in 1980, Alan Stang came to Alaska after Ken Fromm had been fired. Ken was so mad that he gave him everything. It's the only time it's ever been written, and he called him horse's mouth. And then what happened after that? Read the book, The Three Sisters. I mean, we've even skimmed the surface.
And you
today.
Got Fromm to go on stage at a public event in California. The oil execs, the CEO and another came in and sat down, totally freaked Fromm out. See, this has all been on record. He just didn't want you to get into it publicly with the new info. Now that he's died, you can. It's just so incredible. But let's go to phone calls. Let's talk to Brother Recall in Cairo, Egypt. And we've confirmed his number. That's where he's calling from. Mr. Recall, tell us what's going on.
How you doing, Alex? It's good to be talking to you. I've been a long-time listener while I was in the States. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So what are you witnessing there in Cairo, and what's your view on what Lindsay Williams is talking about?
Well, let me say this. I want to say this to all the people in the States. If they didn't know, you got almost 100,000 Americans living in Egypt and frequently visit Egypt. And I'll say this, not one American was harmed, a citizen, none of us. And it was surprising to hear the families who were concerned about their people, the way America was portraying what was happening in Egypt. And I want to say this, Alex. I want to go into what the Egyptians are saying here.
Yeah, do the Egyptians know this is a staged event?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, Alex, the Egyptians know nothing about a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. They know nothing of this. A matter of fact, they say it's like CIA. or American. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I would like to say this to all the people out there. The majority of people who was in this so-called Liberty Square, the majority of these people, Alex, had no idea about a revolution. They was invited there for, they were busted, paid to go there. And if you know, if you ever frequent the Middle East, you'll know that these Arab people who are family, they frequent places together. They'll be outside all day, hundreds at a time. So it's nothing to get a few thousand people in a square.
No, they said millions, and it was 50,000, according to experts that looked at the crowd. But Google admits they were there for the CIA. They admit that they sent an al-Baradei the week before it all started. Again, we're not saying Mubarak was good. The point is, they are admittedly overthrowing it as the first domino, as we said a month ago, to put the Middle East in fire. So the Egyptian people know what's going on.
Hey, another thing I want to bring out, Alex, and you're right on there, and I want to say this, Alex. One thing that the Western world is not saying about Mubarak is the fact that there's many Egyptians who wanted Mubarak to stay. I'll tell you this. Mubarak is staunchly against the eugenics program and have been on record for this for years.
They got mad at him in the early 90s when he wouldn't start sterilizing people.
Exactly. And the babies are healthy there. The people are healthy there. And I'll tell you, the water is not the cleanest in the world, but these people are fairly healthy compared to any other people in the Western world. I'll tell you this. They're very family-oriented. And on top of that, there's another thing that people didn't know there. And it surprised me while I was here, Alex, is that there's many Americans, after leaving the military, come to the Middle East, get contracts, and work within the military, make big money over there. And Americans come over and actually work under these people in the Egyptian military. So there's a lot of facets to this that a lot of brothers and sisters and yourself, you're right on point. For you not to be in the Middle East, you may have some good contacts because you're not in the Middle East, and obviously you're able to articulate what's going on even in the Middle East. But I want to say this. Americans have no idea what's going on the outside of America, and you don't know until you go someplace
else. No, exactly. But any comments on what Lindsey Williams is saying?
I want to thank Lindsey because the last thing he said is key. The last thing he said about what's going on with the oil and how they're going to double cross them. And let me tell you, all the Egyptians and the other Middle Easterns knew that it was staged, and now they're starting to realize that they were props in America and the Western world's game. And it's not going to end out like they think it is. These people, these people have some level of integrity and fight in them. And I'll tell you, when they find out that they were used, it's going to be all-out anarchy on another level. And I don't think the Western world can control it.
All right. No, I certainly the dominoes were already there of folks being angry. Now they've triggered it. Google, I mean, here is on record, and now Google just admits they're this government front. It is so incredible. Thank you for the call, brother. Recall from Cairo, Lindsey Williams. Your comments on what he was saying.
Well, I am so glad that he confirmed the fact that the Arabs realize they are going to be double-crossed. They aren't double-crossed yet. The big double-cross has yet to take place whenever the dollar collapses and they lose all the paper that they've invested in for many, many years, and they become literally paupers overnight.
And to be clear, this is going to double-cross Americans and others, but we see China and others moving away from the dollar right now. But your source is saying end of 2012, the dollar is going to not be the world reserve currency. What else did he say about that? Any specifics?
Yes, by the end of 2012, you'll see this double-cross with the OPEC oil-producing countries. They, in turn, will literally become enraged with America. The caller just from Egypt was exactly right. America will not be able to control it. Our president has made some drastic mistakes.
But that's part of the plan, is enraging them. That way the oil gets shut off.
That's exactly right. And then the price of crude oil will be up to $200 a barrel so that the oil companies, the elite of the world, as I call them, can become, you think they're rich now. You haven't seen anything. Wait until oil gets to $200 a barrel, and they produce it from America.
Oh, it's a giant tax directly to the globalists. It's a giant tax directly to the globalists. It's incredible. Damon in South Carolina, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I've got a couple of quick points to make to you. First of all, I was just over in Europe, flew over to the former Soviet Union, Republic of Belarus, stopped by in Austria along the way. Gas there, get this, okay, is 12.95 euros a liter, okay, which was all going down with the Egyptian crisis. That's over $18 American for a liter of gas over there. And gas has always been more expensive over there anyways, but that's going to go through the roof when that happens. And in Belarus, it was twice as much for a liter.
Well, Damon, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to skip this network break so stations should carry it. I misunderstood. We had two callers from the Middle East, not just Brother Recall from Cairo, but Muhammad.